A lot of big stories in the news this week, so let's get some bets down with our own Inside the Beltway oddsmaker, Johnny K Street. Johnny, where's the action, man?
Follows me, baby. Well, Mark, as we say here in Tinseltown, we are now in Act 3 of the Mark Maron Show.
Oh, yeah.
Credits are about to roll.
Oh.
But I know that whatever happens with the show, you'll always make a beautiful dollar in this business.
Really? You think so, Johnny?
You better hope so. The last time I checked, you were into me for a 58 large, 430, and the VIG is still running. I'm trying to be optimistic here. Give me that, okay?
All right. Well, let's get a bet down on one last time there, Johnny. What do you say?
Last call. Get your money down.
All right.
The big bet right now is who is going to launch a missile next. First it was North Korea shooting off one dud after another. Now India has joined the party. None of these missiles are hitting anything. They're just dropping into the ocean. I haven't seen this many failed launches since Planet Hollywood went bankrupt.
Yeah.
Each day of war with North Korea looks more and more like a lock. We have an insane dictator who is sitting on nuclear missiles, pissing off the entire world, ready to start a nuclear war, and we have Kim Jong-il. Not to mention Iran. I'm giving 100-1 India launches again and 1,000-1 Iran launches a nuclear missiles they don't have next.
Uh-huh.
Take your pick.
All right. Well, I'm going to take India for $5, Johnny.
You are down. The other big bet this week is Novak. He revealed two of his sources in a Valerie Plame case. One was Karl Rove and one was CIA spokesman Bill Harlow. Even money, number three is our very own president, Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
Outing Valerie Plame was Rove and Cheney's way of getting back at all the hot girls in school who wouldn't give them the time of day, no matter how much they offered to steal the answers to the test. Cheney, even money, and consider it a going away present.
All right, well, what the heck? Put me down for 1,000 scoots, man.
You'll thank me.
So what other action are we looking at this week, Johnny?
I think you know, Mark.
What do you mean?
Well, I wasn't going to get into this, but the big bet this week is what's next for Mark Maron? I know Air America has been making you offers to stay. From what I hear, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's now up to a 5-figure deal.
Yeah, man, they're breaking the bank on this one.
And they promise to put you on a station with a signal that reaches farther than a square block and can't be jammed by a garage door opener.
Well, I don't know where you're getting that information, but you're right on the money, my friend.
Okay, hear me out. I want you to put the dreams of hosting Talk Soup, playing cards, and Celebrity Poker Showdown with Anson Williams and Soli Moonfry, hosting a segment of We Love the 80s on VH1, or sharing a room in the Surreal House with Tone Loc for a season aside for just a second.
Do I have to? Go ahead.
I just want to put this out there, if I may.
Yeah.
When the show is over, there will always be a place for you at K Street Productions.
K Street Productions?
My new film and television production company.
Uh-huh.
I feel like you're responsible in some way, not a big way, a small, non-legally binding way, for the birth of K Street Productions.
Mm-hmm.
During my trips here to the City of Angels to be on your show, I've been lucky enough to have been approached by some very deep-pocketed partners who, along with myself, want to return the movie industry back to the creative heights it reached during the 70s with films like The Godfather, Chinatown, and, of course, Rocky, which is why K Street Productions is one of the main investors in Rocky VI.
Rocky VI?
Mark, this movie is going to return the Rocky franchise to its former glory.
Ugh.
Oh, I know. We've all heard the jokes. In Rocky VI, Sylvester Stallone runs up the steps of the Philadelphia Library, checks out a book on gardening. Rocky punches a side of beef, and the side of beef knocks him out to become world champion. But I can tell you, Sylvester Stallone is going to surprise everyone. He's in the best shape of his life. He has the body of a 40-year-old.
Well, that definitely sounds like a hit, Johnny.
Tell me something I don't know. Plus, I'm pretty excited about a brand new project we'll be starting in September. It's a remake of Sophie's Choice, starring Kirstie Alley and the Olsen twins.
Come on.
How do you pick which one lives and which one dies? They're both so damn cute. It was a no-brainer. And the great thing is they both have those starved-to-death concentration camp bodies. They are camera-ready.
Wow, Johnny, I am speechless.
Mark, before I leave, let me run something by you,
okay? Yeah.
Now keep an open mind.
All right.
The Brothers Karamazov with Jamie Kennedy and Mark Maron. We update it, change the script a little, we get the Black Eyed Peas to do the soundtrack, then we both buy trucks to haul the money to the bank. Don't give me your answer yet, sleep on it. I'm staying at the Chateau Marmont. Lunch tomorrow. Let's make magic, baby. I'm out of here.
At least there's opportunities for me out there, huh? Thanks a lot, Johnny. The Chateau Marmont is where he's at. We'll be back with Jean-Michel Cousteau and Joe McHale is still here, and that's that. We'll talk to you in a minute.